Since March 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has been developing content monthly, weekly, and daily for the business of pharmacy. With more than 25 different podcast channels, more than 1 million downloads, and 30-plus participating pharmacists, the Pharmacy Podcast Network is the global leader in podcasting for the pharmacy professional. Find all of our podcast channels by going to pharmacypodcast.com/shows.
Hey, welcome to the Pharmacy Residency Podcast. I just wanted to do one of these ones where I'm actually looking at you and talking to you. And I wanted to talk about mid-year. And a lot of people are saying, should I go? Should I not go? It seems really expensive. And with the average cost of pharmacy school being around $30,000, $35,000 in tuition, and multiply that by four, so you get $140,000. And then the indebtedness of $180,000. But there are three reasons that I think that you should go to mid-year, and if you do these three things, then you should go, and if you're not going to do them, then it's probably a waste of your time. The first thing is, if you're going to go to the showcase and you're going to interact with people and you're going to be very strategic about going and finding the right residency spots, and what I mean by that is, so you're going to have your Excel spreadsheet and you're going to have those sites that you want to go see. But what I think you should do is look for undervalued residencies. And what I mean by that is you go and you look and you see that nobody's really paying attention to a couple of residencies. And you see everyone massing around the most popular ones, but it's weird. You know, you're like, well, why isn't anybody over here? And then you talk to the preceptor or the RPD and you're like, they seem really nice. And it may be an undervalued residency. And those are the ones that I recommend the most, because not only, obviously, you're going to have a little bit better chance to get in, but I think that too much weight is given to the prestige of the residency itself rather than worrying about the fit. And it's, I guess, if you want to compare it to dating, it's like dating someone popular who you don't necessarily like. You just want to be popular because they're popular, rather than being with someone that you really enjoy being with and that's really a good fit. So the first thing is, if you're going to go to showcase and try to give people your CV or resume or business card, they're going to throw that away anyway. That's a waste of time. But if you're going to go to residency, showcase, and be very strategic, looking for opportunities, undervalued residencies in those three, then that would be a reason why you go. The second reason to go is the social functions. So I don't mean that resident ASHP is a party. Relative to APHA, it's completely reserved because everybody's so scared of making some kind of blunder where they'll be on social media and then, you know, their residency life will be over or something like that. So what I mean is that after the residency showcases in the evenings, there's a bunch of different ones that you can go to. So I'll go to Maryland because I graduated from Maryland, and I'll go to Iowa because I'm an Iowan now. And I'll go to those just to see people that I know. But if I'm looking for a residency, maybe I'm from, I don't know, Virginia, and I might go into Maryland to see what's going on there and see people I know. But if you're active in the state associations, if you're active in regional groups or regional organizations, then you're going to know people in these and you'll have an entry into them. And it may seem like you can't seriously be telling me that you go to parties to go get a residency. Well, we can go all the way back to, gosh, was it Ben Franklin? And I think it was John Adams. And both of them had very different ways of approaching it. John Adams was kind of the, well, they're going to see that all of my ideas are so good that we are going to be great friends. But Ben Franklin went into the salons and hung out in France and was the one that was actually getting stuff done, because he was with people when they were relaxed and it wasn't that madness that is the residency showcase. So the second thing is, if you're going to go to mid-year, then you should be looking at the social functions, which are usually like around 7, 7:30, and they're usually in the same hotel. So you want to be strategic about this, spending a certain amount of time in each, and you want to put your least priority first and go there first, because it takes a while for people to arrive to these. But then as you have the higher priority ones, I'd go in the middle. And then the third thing is maybe something you didn't think about, or maybe you haven't thought about, is that every single resident that is presenting at ASHP is listed in the ASHP website. And so if you're applying to a certain residency, to actually meet the resident, to talk about their research, and to talk about the things and how they've enjoyed residency or not enjoyed residency, and really find out a little bit more about it. And if you use it as a strategy to kind of get in with them, that's not really what you're trying to do. What you're really trying to do is just be very genuine and find out, okay, well, I am interested in this research. I am interested in this residency. And I assure you that when somebody is in front of a poster, they have nothing but time to talk to you, and they'll probably welcome you. So you can imagine that writing a letter of intent that says, hey, I really enjoyed talking to you for 15 minutes in front of your residency poster presentation, where you're talking about the most important thing to them. Most residency posters and research are one of the things that is extremely important to the current resident, versus someone who says, yeah, I met you at Showcase. And you're like, I don't remember you. There were hundreds of people at Showcase. So those three things. The first is when you go to Showcase that you're trying to find undervalued residencies. Number two, that you're going to the, I don't want to call it the after party, but the evening get-togethers, especially the state functions, with the residencies that you're most interested in, and meeting people outside of the residency showcase, which is madness. And number three, going to the resident posters and talking to them and genuinely being interested in them, their research, and what they're doing. If you're going to do those three things, then yes, going to mid-year is worth it. But if you're going to be too introverted to really make an impact in the showcase and not going to get yourself out there, if the idea of going and talking to people you don't know absolutely petrifies you, and you're not going to go talk to people at the functions in the evenings, and you just don't really feel comfortable going up to people and talking in their posters, then it would probably not be as useful to go, because honestly, if you want to put what residency, what mid-year is in one single sentence, it is a networking opportunity. And the more you take care of that opportunity, and the more that you engage with other people, the more likely it's going to be worth it. The less you engage with them, then the less likely it's going to be worth it. Now, the reality is that your letter of intent and your residency recommendations and you having done an APPE with someone is much more likely to matter in terms of what it is that's going to get you the interview. But when you can put things into that letter of intent, like, I met you and I talked with you about your research and I'm genuinely interested in you and where you are and what your institution is doing, then obviously that's going to be a much better situation. The other thing is that you can also re-talk to those people who you did APPEs with at the functions, and you can talk to them before they write your recommendations. I think they write, our deadline is somewhere in December, just before the holidays. And you can talk to them about, hey, you know, I really appreciate you writing a recommendation. Since I've been with you, blank, blank, and blank has happened, and that can improve your residency recommendation. And then maybe finding out where people are doing their research that maybe you didn't hear about, that you can go see their posters as well, or invite people to go see your poster. So three big tips for making residency mid-year useful. Again, it's not for everybody. It doesn't make sense for everybody. And I do feel bad that many people can't go because of money, because it is so expensive these days to go to pharmacy school. I don't know. I paid $16,000 for 4 years of tuition, so I don't know what it's like to pay this kind of money. But again, good luck. And I will be in Vegas for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so hopefully I can meet you.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.